The title of the story is The Time Traveler, written by Larry Sun and read by Kaiser, the man for all season. You were a time traveler, the first African time traveler. You had been specifically chosen for this mission. Major Garba had chosen you for a personal reason. "This is going to be your first and only mission," he told you, "and you must not fail me."
"I will not fail you, sir,"
you replied firmly. You considered it an honor to be chosen for this mission. 1,000 other soldiers would die for this opportunity, but it had been offered to you on a platter of gold. Failure was not an option. Major Garba, the 68-year-old diplomat, handed you the gun and said, "The machine will take you back 30 years ago, 1990 precisely." Lady Stella was only 19 years old at that time. "She's a tyrant. You must kill her before she turned 21. Am I clear?"
"Yes, sir."
You knew all about the story. Lady Stella was responsible for a lot of terrorist attacks in the country and the continent in general. Every attempt to capture her had failed. Major Garba had suggested a permanent solution, which is the soldier had to go back to the time when Stella was defenseless and kill her. If she was killed in the past, she would not exist in the present. You had made your personal research. You tried to find out why Lady Stella became an evil person. You couldn't find anything concrete. All you knew was she had gone crazy. Something precious to her had been taken away from her, and she'd held humanity responsible for it. But one thing stood out firmly in your research. Lady Stella would kill Major Garba if she was not gotten rid of immediately. You couldn't allow that to happen, because you had sworn to protect the Major with your life.
"You know what this means, don't you?"
Major Garba asked.
"Yes, sir, I do,"
he nodded. "You are only 28 years old," he told you. "You've never been born in 1990. When you go there, you will need to return back here after killing Lady Stella. You have to disappear from that time before you were born, or there would be a major problem in the space-time continuum. The coordinates of where you need to be after killing Stella has been given to you. July 19th is the date. You have to be at that location at exactly 5 p.m. on July 19th, 1990. If you are not there, you will forever be stuck in the past. Do you understand me, boy?"
"Yes, sir,"
you responded. "And hey, do not fail me, boy. I will not fail you, sir." And so you stepped into the time machine. A few minutes later, you were in another place. To be sure that the machine had brought you to the right place and time, you asked a passing stranger what the date was. It is June 29th. The stranger replied you.
"June 29th of which year?"
You stretched the question just to be sure.
1990, of course.
The stranger rewarded you with a stare meant for retards and walked away. You had just given him a reason to create as much distance between both of you as possible. Satisfied, you sought out young Stella. You located her home address. You kept your hand right in your pocket, holding the gun ready. You would kill her, leave and wait till July 19th when you would return to 2020. You found Stella's home address and stepped into the compound. You found her immediately. She was tending to an injured bird. Her back was turned to you. This was the opportunity to carry out the mission. You brought out your gun, aimed it at her back. Your finger was on the trigger. You only had to pull and the mission would be completed. But you hesitated. You had your chance, but you didn't take it. Then Stella turned around and you saw her face. You saw her face before she saw yours. And that was the moment you knew the mission had failed. You had fallen in love with your target. It was those eyes. They were full of kindness, of compassion. It was hard to think that this innocent girl was a terrorist of the future. The way she tended to the injured bird showed that her heart was pure. How could someone as innocent, as kind, as selfless, and as caring as this become such a tyrant? You found it hard to imagine. Quickly, you put your gun away before she saw it. As her eyes lit up when she saw you, you knew at that moment that she had fallen in love with you, just like you had with her. You decided to damn the mission. You were never going to kill her. She was the love of your life. To hell with the mission. To hell with Major Garba. In a month's time, you and Stella were married. You had chosen to be with her. To be stuck in the past with the love of your life. You were scared the Major might send another soldier to come complete the mission you couldn't. So you and Stella moved to a distant state. You got a job in a local factory and both of you lived a quiet life. 2 years later, Stella became pregnant. You were overjoyed. The doctor had told both of you that the child was a boy. You couldn't wait to see your baby. But one afternoon, on the weekend of 1992, Stella was 7 months pregnant. An uninvited guest appeared in your house. You recognized him immediately as Major Garba. But he was not a major. He was the younger Garba, about 30 years younger. He walked up to you, drew out his gun and shot you in the head. And you died instantly. Your death made Stella mad. She went crazy. She screamed. She was devastated. Garba had been responsible for the death of her parents. Now he had taken the person she loved. Your death changed Stella. The innocent girl became an evil tyrant because Garba had taken everything she loved. He not only killed her parents, he not only murdered her husband, he also took her baby when he was born. And you were the baby. This is the end of your story. Read by Kaiser, the man for all season, and written by Larry Sun. Thank you very much for listening.